Rabbi Dr. Davis.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. This is part three on selected inyonim, halachos, to do with birkas kahanim, duchening, and as I said at the beginning, a disclaimer. You have to mention if you have any, if you're Nogea Bedovo, I'm not a Kohen, nor a Levi. I'm Nogea Bedovo because I received the brachas of birkas kahanim, as we all do. And the first topic I'd like to mention, we did actually talk about the end of the last shiur, but it was a bit rushed, we were short of time, and I thought it was kedai to go over it again. It's this extraordinary Gemara and Halacha, the Gemara in Sota Lamed Ches Amud Beis, you've got it there on the sheets. It says, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Kain She'ein Oile Ba'avodo Shuv Eina Oile. In a Kain who doesn't start going up towards the Duchen during the Brocha of Avodo, which begins with the words that say, then if he hasn't made a move by the end of that Brocha, Machazish Chinoso Letzion, Shuv Eina Oile, he cannot go in Duchen on that occasion. Shenema, the Gemara brings a posuk from Aaron HaKohen, Parsha Shmini, Vayiso Aaron Esyodov, Esyodov Elohom, Vayivorechem, Vayed Me'aseh Sechatos Vashlomim, and the Gemara says, Mal Halom Ba'avodo, Afkam Ba'avodo. Just like then the posuk, Aaron HaKohen was busy with the Avodo, as the posuk so clearly explains, and then he gave his Brocha to Klal Yisrael, the Birkas Kohanim. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, we learn from here that the Birkas Kohanim must always come through Avodo. Being Oisek Ba'avodo brings the Kohen to do the Duchening. And therefore, if he didn't make a start to move towards the Duchen, we're not talking about washing his hands, that had to be done earlier. He had to make a start towards the Duchen, towards where he would be Duchening from in front of the Aron HaKodesh. If he didn't make that start, at least by the end of the Brach of Avodo, Hamachas Ishkenos Eletzion, Shuvayna Oile. And it's an extraordinary halacha because there's a mchiv de raisa, according to Kimat all the poskim, to do Birkas Kohanim, Kosev Orches B'nei Yisrael, Omer Elohim, is a chiv min haTorah. And yet this halacha comes along and stops such a Kohen who wasn't Oike Raglov Ba'avodo and says, you can't do it. Why is that so? So I explained last time, but I just wanted to go over it again because it's such an important point. I looked around, I couldn't really find anything at all, but Sealti Shemaya had a thought which I thought is good, and I've shared it with a few people. It's like this. Why is it the Kohanim give the Brocha? So we discussed that last time at length, but one point to focus on is what the Chinuch says, and that's in the next box here in B, from Sefer HaChinuch, and I'll just take a few lines, not the whole piece, because we have a lot to do today, Bezos Hashem. So in the second paragraph, Mishor Hashem HaMitzvah, he says, from the roots underlying the mitzvah, Shechofetz Hashem b'tuva agod levorech amoy alidei hamashosim hachoinim tomid beveis Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael in his kindness to us through those who are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdosh. V'chol machshav tom dovko ba'avodoso. All their machshava is dovok in avodas Hashem. V'nachshom kishur b'yoso kol hayom. They're busy with Yah Shemaim all day. They're in the Beis HaMikdosh. They're busy with the avoda. Kahanim, they're busy non-stop with avodas Hashem. Unlike most people who are outside busy with panos and other things, kahanim are dovukim ba'avodas Hashem v'yoso. And therefore, they are the ones who are most appropriate to be the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the brach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And if you jump to the last three lines at the end on the second column, v'shenishal osom, we should ask the kahanim, aledei hamashosim ha'atorim kikoza yezuchusna, that we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the bracha through his faithful mashorosim in order that we should be zoche to that bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from here that the Kohanim give the bracha not simply because it's stamped in their birth certificate that they're a Kohen. Of course, that's the first point, technical point. But it has to be that they know what Kohuna is all about. They're dovuk ba'avodas Hashem v'yiroso. Now, nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. We're not in that situation. But the Kohen has to understand at least, originally, why the Kohanim were the ones to give that bracha, because they are the ones who are meant to be dovukim ba'avodoso v'yiroso. And therefore, the Kohen at least has to show an acknowledgement of that, that in the Brocha of Avodah, the Avodah Space HaMikdosh, the Brocha of Ritzei, he says, oh, this is my Brocha. I've now got to start making a move to be Mekai, my mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. And the Kohen who's not Oke Raglov Ritzei, it's Kilu, he doesn't acknowledge it, he doesn't realize it, he doesn't know it. as Mimela, he has excluded himself by ignoring the reason, whole reason why he's the one who's meant to be given the bracha. As Mimela, maybe that's the reason why. If he doesn't show that acknowledgement by being, at least starting in the bracha of Avodah, then Shuv Eina Oila, he cannot give the bracha anymore. Okay, Rabbi, so that was Chazara. Now we start today's Shem Yetz Hashem. Number two, you'll see I've put together a few different things, simply because there's a short piece of Gemara where they all come together. And these things, I put the titles there, the Tefillah of the Kohanim before the Duchening, and when is the right time to say it, the Brocha on the Mitzvah, Asheki Lishonabu Mitzvosov, and when is that said, we'll see all this in Yetz Hashem, the hands of the Kohanim, what they do with their hands during Duchening, and the Tefillah of the Kohanim after Duchening as well, the special Tefillah they have before and after as well. So it's Gemara in Soto, Lamites, on a Dalef to Omer basis, you can see, pinched out here into these boxes here. And in the on the first line, it says, Shalu Talmidoves Rabbi Elozar ben Shemua. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Elozar ben Shemua, Ba'ameh harachta yomim, how come you've been zecher to a long life? What special things can you tell us about that are kedai for us to learn from? So he said to them, Omar lehem, three things. Miyomai lo asisi beis haknesis kapandria. First of all, I never used a beis haknesis as a shortcut. If I needed to get from A to B and the shul was in the way, I never used the shul as a shortcut. Either he would have gone into the shul and said some tehillim or some learning in the shul before leaving again, or he would have gone round the long way, not to use the shul as a shortcut. The Mefarshim explain that there's no actual real issa. The only issa is in the Beis HaMikdosh itself, but therefore there's a chumrah to treat every shul and Beis HaMikdosh in the same way because it's called a Mikdosh Ma'at, and he was always very makpid on that. That was the first thing. Derech Agav, we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Scha Midah Keneged Midah. So what's the Midah Keneged Midah here? He had a Richus Yomim because he never used the shul as a shortcut. He didn't take shortcuts, therefore Hashem didn't give him a shortcut either. He gave him a Richus Yomim. Efshe. Second one is Lo Posati or Rashi Am Kodesh. I didn't step over the heads of Am Kodesh. So Rashi and others explain that in the old days, the Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash used to sit on the floor. That's how they did it in the old days. And once the Beis HaMedrash was full, to get through wasn't very easy. You'd have to step over people, not literally stepping on their heads, but it looked like you're stepping over their heads, stepping on their heads. It wasn't covered. Therefore, Rabbi Elozar ben Shemua was very makpid never to do this. Either he would come early, so he'd get in early, or he just would stay outside. Or maybe we could say, instead of going through the shorter way, which would have involved stepping over, he would have to take a long way round to avoid this, so then it's the same meaning as the first. He was not taking any shortcuts at the expense of others, therefore Hashem gave him Arichus Yomim Midah Keneged Midah. The third one, which really is what we need this Gemara for now, V'lo Nososi Kapai B'loi Brocho. I never duchened without a brocho. And already it's discussed what the chiddush is, because every mitzvah we do, we make a brocho on. So what's the chiddush? He didn't duchen without a brocho. So what some say is, it's the following piece of Gemara, which is the chiddush, is his nusach ha-brocho, which was the chiddush, which is the nusach that is used, always used. Maim avarech, what's the brocho he said? Omar Rabbi Zeiro, Omar Rav Chisto, Asher kedushonu b'kedushoso shel Aron, v'tzivonu lavarech esamo Yisrael ba'ahavo. This is the brocho. He introduced this inyan that the brocho has to be ba'ahavo. As we discussed at length last time, this is a very important yesod in Birkas Kohanim, it has to be ba'avo. So that was the third thing. So we mentioned already the idea of Midah Keneged Midah. So what is the Midah Keneged Midah here? That he was Zechet Harichus Yomim through Avo. So it's not quite so obvious, and we have to be a little bit generous with our ideas here. So perhaps we could say like this. There's the late Rebbe Vagshal brought out a collection of short stories, which I got recently, and there's some beautiful short stories. And one of them, it's entitled A Beautiful Moshel, A Beautiful Parable. And the moshel is like this, that a balabusta notices one day in her front yard, outside a house, three very distinguished-looking elderly men, three choshev-looking men. So she goes out and says, can I invite you in? Can I give you some food or drink? And they said, "Not. We wait till her husband comes home. Comes home later, she tells her husband, and he says, well, invite them in now. So she goes to invite them in, and they say, we can't all come. Why not? So one of them is speaking, says, I am love. This one is called success. And this one is called panoso, something like that. Okay, So you can't invite us all in. You choose which one of us you want to come into your house. So she goes and discusses with her husband, and one opinion says, I think we should invite in success, panosa, all these things. And then someone else says, no, invite love. So she goes and says, we've decided to invite love. So the one who's called love, he comes in, and the others start following him in. And she says, I can't understand this. You said only one of you can come in. I said, yes, but if you have love, you have everything. So that was the story. And it's such a true voice. Today is the Shloshim Vizavach Lashon. Oh, didn't realize. Mechavim Baruch Hashem. So this is the vort, the Vitzvon Avarech Samoyso Ba Ahavo. And it's very, very appropriate, actually, because all her Avodas Hashem, all her Maasim were done Ba Ahavo. Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava for Klal Yisrael. Shbiyaz Chus for Hom Yitz Hashem. So the Inyan of Ava is with Ava comes everything, including Arichus Yomim. It's a package deal. It brings everything. The Gemara carries on. So far we've mentioned the Brocha of the mitzvah. Ki Okar Kore, the Gemara asked, when he made his move towards Duchening beforehand, my Omar, what did he say? Now, I couldn't get clear, actually, if this is still referring specifically to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, or it means, what does the Kohen say? But since it doesn't say, what do the Kohanim say, I thought it could be, it's still Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and it's all his Chidushim. But my sir, this is all taken on halacha now, as we'll see. Anyway, what did he say? Yes.
So the singular could refer to the Kohen.
But my Mavorech was also about Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, though. So Memela, it seems, it could follow. Not Muchruch, Enochanami. But anyway, the tefillah that was said, he said, and is said, before Duchening, ki okar kare, as soon as they start moving to the Duchening, is Yihiratzim ufanecho Hashem elekeinu, sheit brocho zu, that this bracha that you have commanded us to give to Klal Yisrael, as Amcho Yisrael, that lo yehebo michshol v'avoin, there should be no michshol and no avoin in it. That is the nusach in the Gemara. We'll see later the Rambam's nusach and what we say. Lemaisa is slightly more than that, but that's the basic nusach. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur explains the michshol refers to dibur of a loshon, that they shouldn't say the wrong word, they shouldn't say a word incorrectly. And Ovon, he says, there should not be found amongst us any of those things which can stop a Kohen being eligible to daven, therefore might spoil the bracha. For example, the Pasuk says, uvaforeschem kapechem, alim einai mehem, etc., that there are certain averas, very serious ones only, which disqualify a Kohen from Birkas Kohanim. But most don't, but there are certain serious ones that do. And that, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, is the meaning of this word Ovon here. There should be no Ovon in the bracha. It should all go smoothly, Yim Yitz Hashem. Afterwards, when the Birkas Kohanim is finished, and he turns away from the Tzibur, having finished the Brocha, my Omar, what does the Kohen say? Adbere Rav Chista Rav Ukva, he told him as follows, V'dorash Ribbono Shel Olam, Osinu Mashe Gozata Oleinu, we have done what you have decreed on us to do. Aseyemonu, drop to the bottom of the next box, Aseyemonu Mashiv Tachtonu, that's the next Omud in Gemara. Please do with us that which you have promised us, which is Hashkifo Mim Oin Kodshecho Min Hashemayim V'goymer, a posuk in Kisovo, which we're familiar with in the Vidui Maestros Parsha, that we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to look down from Shemayim and give brochas to Klal Yisrael. This is what the Kohanim say after they have finished Duchening. The Mashah says, why is the Loshon Osinu Mashek Ozarta Oleinu? We've done what you decreed. Why is it called a Gezerah? Because as we've discussed previously, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give the brach himself. He doesn't need the Kohanim to give it. But therefore it's a Gezer. Hashem says, no, I want it to be this way. I want the Kohanim to give it because of all the reasons we've discussed before. Therefore it's a Gezer. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Kohanim say, we've done the Gezer that you told us. Now please do what you promised us in return. Okay, let's turn over the page. And we move on to Halachas now. So we've seen that in this small piece of Gemara is discussed the bracha for Birkas Kohanim, the tefillah of the Kohanim before, and the tefillah of Kohanim after as well. So, we've got a whole page here, but don't worry, we're not going to learn this all through. It would be nice to do so, but time is limited. So, the first point is, the way it's printed here, there's one line at the top, and then a whole new page, because the first word of Se'if Tes is at the bottom of one page. Most inconvenient when you're trying to photocopy the pages. So I just took that slice, it's the bottom of one page, and then the whole of the next page. And so Sif Tes starts, it's the last word on the top line, Kesha Oikrim, and then we have to jump onto the next line. Now, there's a bit in brackets which immediately disturbs our flow, so we'll ignore that for a moment, and just carry on with the Loshon and the Mechaber. which is the last three words of that next line. So it reads, Kesha'okim kohanim raglehem, when the kohanim are oike their feet, they start moving away in Ritzei. La'alos leduchen, on the way to go up to the duchen, Omerim, they say, Yiratzim ufanech Hashem elokeinu, Shetei barocha zu, Shetzivisonu levoreches amcho Yisrael, barocha shelemo. Right, those words are not in the Gemara, that's in the Rambam. Is also from the Rambam as well. That was his nusach, and that's what we take on halacha. So the Mechaber has told us that when the Kohanim are oiker aglehem to go to the Duchen, it means as soon as they start walking, which should be in the Brach of Avodah, Ritzei, they start this tefillah. Now we go to the bit in brackets, top line again of this second bit. Rashi v'tosos v'ran kosvu d'lo yoma oisa ad omdo lifnei hatevo. Okay, v'kach kosa beis Yosef, that other Rishonim hold that the Kohanim don't say it as soon as they start walking, they wait till they're standing in front of the Oron HaKodesh, facing the Oron HaKodesh, and that's when they say it. So basic machlokes Rishonim as the right time to say it. So we'll just have a quick look at Sifkot and Lamed in the Mishnah Berurah, which is the top line of the Mishnah Berurah on the right. Ad omdo lifnei hatevo, v'chein haminhag achshov. This is the minhag nowadays. She'ein oimrim oiso b'derech halichoson kiim achash oimdim kvar lifnei hahechol. The Kohanim don't say it when they're on the way. They say it when they're standing in front of the Oron HaKodesh. Va'omru moedim, and they can say moedim, moedim drabonon. Achaz oimrim hirotzon zeh. Then they say this hirotzon. So they walk during avodah to the Oron HaKodesh, to the Duchen, and they're facing that way, and they say moedim with the tzibor, and afterwards they say the tefillah, the hirotzon. Okay, so that's the tefillah lifneze. So we see the Kohanim already are building up to this really momentous maisa of Birkas Kohanim. They're already making their preparations. They've got to be oker aglehem ba'avoda. They've got to understand that the reason they are doing it is because they are meant to be dovuk b'yiras Hashem of avodoso. And that they should take to heart in the bracha of avoda. That's the first point. Secondly, when they're on the way, they're already davening to Hashem, please Hashem, let it be that this should go smoothly and nothing should spoil it, nothing should get in the way. We should bezeichet to say the words correctly, not make any mistake with the words. There should be nothing that blocks our success in giving your bracha to Klal Yisrael. So if we concentrate a bit on what's going on, it's actually becoming quite exciting and building up to this very, very great maisa. So by the way, I'm learning this, as I mentioned before, on Wednesday nights in the Shir, which I give every Wednesday night, and a couple of Kohanim attend, and one of them said to me recently, he says, well, I must tell you, he says, my Birchas Kohanim is completely different now. It's just changed beyond recognition. You know, after spending time learning these Inyonim Halochas, it just changed it completely. That's how it's meant to be. That's how it is with all learning, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so to continue. So they say this tefillah when on the way. Okay, let's now go back to the Mechaber, the bottom line, Yud Aleph, and again it's another one where the first word is printed on the last line, but we can't help it. It says, Keshemachzirin, go on to the next page, we'll be going back, we'll go on to the next page, Keshemachzirin Pnehem Klapi Ho'om. When they turn round then to face the Tzibur, Mevorachin, then they say the Brocha, Asher Kedishonu B'Kedushon So Shel Aaron, V'Tzivonu Lovreches Amo Yisrael Ba'Ahavo. Now the Lashon Mechaber says, when they turn round, klapei ha'om, towards the people, they say the brocha. So just go back to the previous page, bottom line of Mishnah Berurah, bottom left. Keshemachzirin peneihem, v'yesh mehorishonim shesvir lehu, next page again, Mishnah Berurah, the brocha zu mevorchin koidem shemachzirin peneihem. Some Rishonim hold not when they're turning round, or after they've turned round, but before they turn round, when they're still facing the Oron HaKodesh. So in other words, Mishnah Berurah is telling us there's a machlokes Rishonim. Do the Kohanim say this bracha when they're still facing the Oron HaKodesh and only afterwards turn round? Or do they turn round beforehand and say the bracha? There's a machlokes Rishonim. Those are medaktik, yotzi, both of these opinions. How do they do it? The hainu, shemaschilin ha-brocho, bo'chef nem klapei ha-echol. They start the brocha when they're still facing the Oron HaKodesh. V'soch ha-brocho, and in the middle of the brocha, machzirin p'neim klapei ha-om. Then they turn round to the people, v'goyimim, and they finish the brocha. Okay, so they want to be mekayim both shittas, so they do half of it one way, half the other. Any questions? As they say. You haven't been done either of them. If one shitter is, you have to do it that way, and you stop, you turn around halfway, you've not been mekayim that shitter. And the same for the second. The mezuzah, and someone else, another Talmud Chacham said the same as well. Mezuzah, you know, which is it? So, okay, so mezuzah we'll leave for now, another time. But let's try and understand here. First of all, before we go further, the Be'er Heitev, slightly higher up, Yud Ches, Mevorachin, so he understands, quoting the Pri Chodosh, Mashmash Shetzorech L'Haschil HaBrocha Uponov Klapei HaHeichol, he understands the Mechaber himself is saying this point, that he starts the Brocha for Birkas Kahanim, facing the Heichol, V'goyme HaBrocha Klapei Om, Pri Chodosh. And he finishes the Brocha turning round, facing the people. Okay? Then he brings out the Shittas, the Rambam holds that he says the Brocha before, and others hold it says after, and so on. So if we turn the page, we'll now go on to something to help us understand what this is all about. So this, on the next page, which is page 4 of this collection of prints, is a copy from a sefer called Va'ani Avorachem. It's a very nice sefer which is a likut and a summary of all the halachas of Birkas Kahanim, Nesias Kapayim. Brings a tremendous amount of information from Rishonim, Achronim, Poskim. It's very, very good. Now here he deals with this problem as well, the brocha before Nesias Kapayim. So he tells us the Makari is the Gemara that we have learnt, that the Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Vamehach Toyomim, and one of the things is the brocha on Birkas Kahanim. And then he brings the Shittas Rishonim, whether they say it facing the Heichol, the Aron HaKodesh, or whether they say it facing the Klapei Ha'am, and that our so-called compromise is to do half-half. And in note 8, in the bottom of this box, he explains what this is all about. It says as follows, the Eshel Avraham and Orach HaShulchan, first of all, they're very surprised at this minhag. As we said, it sounds like you're doing neither of them. Lo mekayim by afshita, we're not mekayim either of them properly. V'gamu gerim bilbul be'em sabrocha, and they also tiny, it causes a bilbul in the middle of the brocha. In the middle of the brocha, you're not meant to be doing other things. So in the middle of the brocha, they start turning round, it could cause confusion, it's not ideal. So he quotes Shalas Shuvas of Zikna Yehuda, and he says like this. Let's understand what's behind the Shittas Rishonim about which way they face for the brocha. So he says, those who hold that the brocha should be said facing the Aron HaKodesh is because they're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they are giving the brocha, they're saying Baruch HaTo Hashem who has given us this tzivoy. And those who hold that the brocha should be said when they're already facing the tzibur, because they are telling the tzivor, we have been commanded by Hashem to give this brocha. So therefore, in order to be mekayim both of those shittas, they say Baruch HaTo Hashem klapei the heichol, because that is, as it were, talking to Hashem, saying Gebench Tayu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then they turn around to tell Klal Yisrael, we have been mitzuvim to give you this brocha ba'ahava. And that's how this pshara works, and really it is mekayim both shittas, because what's underlying the shittas is who the brocha is addressed to, and the emes is, it comes out to this, the brocha is actually addressed to both. Very good. So, we've covered the tefillah lifnei, now the brocha on the mitzvah, and now what about the actual tefillah afterwards? So the tefillah of the kohanim after duchening. So here I just printed the words, it was a short amount, instead of printing another whole page. And you can see it from Shulchan Aruch in the same siman, of course, Si'if Tesvov. It says, V'achar kach, after the duchening's finished, maschil shlich tzibur sim shalom. Shlich tzibur begins sim shalom. He shouldn't delay for sim shalom, because till he starts sim shalom, the kohanim have to stand in the same position. So as soon as the broch's finished, because kohanim and the omein's finished from the tzibur, gleich sim shalom. For oz kohanim machsim p'neim l'heichol, then the kohanim can turn around and face the heichol again, and they say the following tefillah, Ribbon Ha'olamim, Osinu Mashe Gozarta Oleinu, again, because we saw this as the Nusach from the Gemara in Soto, we have done that which you decreed on us, Asei Ato Mashiv Tachtonu, Hashkifomim Oin Kodshachom in Hashemayim, Uvoreches Amcho Es Yisrael. That is the girsa of the Mechaber, it stops there, which is, as we know, halfway through the Posuk. Others say, there are some that say that's all they say. Others say they should finish off the whole posuk. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his siddur, he brings the whole posuk. So there seem to be different minhagim in this. Just worth mentioning, in this posuk, we say hashkifo mimoin kod shecho. So loshen hashkofo, we know from Parshas Vayera, by the Malochim, by Ashkifu, al Pnei Sodom. Rashi there tells us every Hashkofa in Chumash is Hashkofa Lura, except for Hashkifu Mimon Kodshecha, our Pasuk here, which is in the context of Vidui Maisras, that's a context of, in the context of Matnos Aniyim. And Rashi there tells Chazal that say that the Koyach of Matnos Aniyim is so powerful, it changes Hashkofa to Latova. So here also, Chayra, we're bringing this Pasuk, the Gabe, this mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, which is done by Ahava. It's a Gezer of Hashem, which the Kohanim do, and we accept it happily, and it's all done by Ahava. And that also has the Koyach to change Hashkofa, which is normally Lera, it should be Latova for us. And that's why it's perfectly suitable to use this Pasuk here. Now, in this Pasuk, we say, it appears to be a bit of repetition. We say Hashkifa, Mim'ayn Kodshecha, Min Hashomayim. So Moin and Shomayim are actually two separate things. One in Gemara Chagigo says there are seven different Rakim. One is called Moin, one's called Shomayim. The Gemara there lists the different functions of those Rakim. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh here has a bit of Arichus Alpi Kabbalah, but we'll try and take it down to a level we can understand. Moin Kodshecha refers to the brachos of Ruchnias. He says it actually refers to brachos of Nefoshos of children, but it could be it also refers to Ruchnias. And that's Moin Kodshecha. And Minashomayim refers to brachos of Gashmias. So we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us both the brachos of Ruchnias from Moin Kodshecha and the brachos from Shomayim of Gashmias. And let me say, Uvoreches Amacha es Yisrael. Again, that's brachos of Ruchnias, Klal Yisrael. Ve'eswad Omo is the brachos of Gashmias. Hashem should give us those brachos as well. So this is the Kohanim asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill the brachos of Ruchnias and Gashmias, which are contained in the Birkas Kohanim. That's fine, good. And we'll move on. Baruch Hashem, we're doing very well. Another few things to do. Okay, so item number three. It would seem not quite fair if we don't mention the following point. Particularly for us in Chutz La'aretz. If there's no duchening at a time when there could have been duchening, which for us is every morning, but we don't duchen in the morning, Bnei Ashkenaz, like the Ramah Paskins, only in Eretz Yisrael they do. The Sephardim duchen every day, but we don't. So, or in places where they do duchen, but then we're no Kohanim. So we know there's a sort of substitute tefillah, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu Baruchinu Ba'Brocha M'Shleshes Ba'Torah, etc. So, the Mechaber says, it's here in Se'if Beis on this page, Im Ein Shom Kohanim, if there are no Kohanim, Omer Shlich Tzibo Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu Baruchinu Ba'Brocha M'Shleshes V'Chulu, up to Va'ani Avorachem. Okay, the Minag Sfard is to say that last posuk, including the words Vani Avorachem. We don't say that. We say up to Vasem Lechosholoim, and they add on Vesomwe Shmiyal Bnei Yisrael Vani Avorachem, but we don't say that. Okay, but that's this. So here's this din, which I tried to trace it back, and it's brought in the Rambam, and in another seif it says the earliest mention is in the Siddur of Amram Goin, but there doesn't seem to be an early Makur that I could find. I saw a passing reference said in Maseches Sofrim, but I tried to do a search in Maseches Sofrim. I couldn't locate anything about this. So the earliest origin seems to be or the Rambam or the Rav Amram Goin, where it's mentioned. Okay, now this we might mistakenly think is simply we're saying unfortunately we haven't got Kohanim, or unfortunately we can't duchen like the Rambam says, so we'll just mention it Zeichel Adovah, and we couldn't be further wrong than that. And the reason for that is, if you look in the box at the bottom of this page, it's a quote from Zohar Chodosh in Parshas Noso, which says as follows. It says, Tochazi, kiven deshat siyem tzilosei, when the Shleach Tzibo is getting towards the end of his tefillah, v'osu levrocho bichas adakanin, he comes along to say the Bichas Kohanim, where there are no Kohanim, and he's going to say this, elekeinu v'kehevesenu bochenu v'broche, it's tzich vadai lekavono birusa delibo, he's certainly got to have Kavono of Rotzon Halev, the Vorchalei Amo Kadisha, that he is giving the Brocha of Hashem to Klal Yisrael Am Kodosh, Dibu Uvda Mimlula, both in actions and in words, Kashir Kashod Yehuda, Vishtakachta Al Yodei Misborchin Ilon Vitatoin. Okay, right, we don't really understand all that this means, but it's very clear from the Zohar Chodosh that when the Shlich Tzibur says this, he has to have certain general Kavonas, that he is now being the one to bring down this bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto the tzibur who are there. And therefore it's very important. If we go into the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Koton Ches, a few lines into it, he says, "Kesheomer Yivorechecha Hashem." Now this is something which I think a lot of people are confused about. When you see people davening the Omud and saying this, and they say the Birchas Kohanim, so do they turn to the right, to the left, right, left, left, right, shuffling this way and that way, seem to be a lot of various combinations for it. The Mishnah Berurah is quite straightforward. "Kesheomer Yivorechecha Hashem, Yira Letzada Heichol." When one says the words Yivorech Hashem, one should look towards the Heichol. In other words, straight on. Doesn't even say bow. Just your ponim is towards the Heichol. V'yishmerecho, when you come to the word Yishmerecho, the end of the first bracha, Yira Letzad Yomin Shelo, he should turn to the right. Doesn't say bow. Just look, face towards the right. Yor Hashem, Klapei Heichol. The second pasuk, again, Klapei Heichol at the beginning. And Ponovelecho V'choneko, Yira Letzad Samoil. He should look towards the left. Liyachdoi b'yamin, to be miyachedit with the min. This is from the Zohar Kodosh in Parshas Noso. And that's all. That's all the Mishnah Berurah says. So nochemol, in the first two psukim, there is a bit of movement, but not in the third. And the movement is the first part of the posuk looking straight forward, second part look to the right, and the second posuk is straight forward and look to the left, and that's it. There are others that say that in the third posuk there is a bit of toing and froing between right and left as well. And there are different opinions about this, but we see the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is very straightforward. And in I didn't bring it here, but the Siddur of Yaakov Emden talks about this, and he's got strong words for people who deviate from what the Zohar Kodosh says. He says it's Baal Tosif, they think they're being clever. You know, it's enough, the Zohar Kodosh tells us what to do and we should stick with that. It's also a lot easier to remember. And the idea, which we don't really understand these things, but Yamin is Chesed and Smol is Gevurah, so we give precedence to the Yamin, which is Chesed, that should take the Gevurah with it and be the more dominant. And that seems to be, in simple terms, part of the idea here. Okay. Okay, there seem to be different opinions, but the majority opinion, for sure, is Baruchena Babrocha Hamsheleshes Batoiro. Because, as for many reasons, one of them, as was pointed out to me, if you say Brocham Shuleshes, then Batoira, it should say Asher Batoira Haksuva or something. The grammar is not quite right, but there's other reasons as well. Anyway, but it's Mushuleshes Batoira, in the Miklosh it was one Brocha, it's various reasons. The Mepharshim discuss it, but that seems to be majority. Okay, on to page 4. Just to finish off a little bit more about Birkas Kohanim. So first of all, from the Chasam Sofer, it's printed in his Siddur, and it's taken from the Torah Moshe on Parshas Nosoi. And he says like this, Birkas Kohanim kolel mekol tov olam hazeh. The bracha includes all the goodness of olam hazeh. It says, Yivorechecha means ba'oshe uvamomon. And Hamashumah mekol pega, he doesn't say it here, but presumably it means v'yishmarecho, means that the zchus in that bracha will be Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us oisha and be protected from any difficulties and any problems. Any there's a lot of discussion going on. That's a very, very good point, and I'm pleased you raised it. Would there be a point that the Shlich Tzibur should turn around to the Tzibur because he's giving them Brocha? The answer to that is, we can answer it with another point. We didn't go into it because there wasn't really time. But we don't say Omein when the Shlich Tzibur says it. We say Omein to the Birkas Kohanim after each Yivorech Hashem Yishmerecho, Omein, and so on. But we don't say, the Minhag is to say Keni Ratzon, Samadon Bizchus Avram, etc. Why is that? Because it's not the actual Brocha. The Brocha is what Hashem said, Kos Avorechu, the Kohanim have to be there and give the Brocha. And one of the Protim in the Brocha is Omer Elohim, you have to say to them, the Gemara tells us in Halacha, ponim el ponim, it means face to face. So it's only when it's the real thing that has to be ponim el ponim, face to face. This is not the real thing, but what I wanted to point out is it's not just we happen to mention it, you know, we're sorry we haven't got it, we've just mentioned it, it's actually far more than that. But ponim el ponim is only for the actually for the real thing. A bit similar to that is discussed that the minhag is when the kohanim come down and you finish, the minhag is to say yishar koach to them. That's the correct thing. So some say that, you know, when you say yishar koach, so the minhag is to say boruch tiyeh, or bruchim to you. says Kahanim, according to some, shouldn't say that, because it sounds like they're being moisif on the bracha of Birkas Kahanim and Bal Tosif. The Kohen is not allowed to be moisif onto the bracha. He's only got to say what the Torah says, no more. So the Shiloh. So just another thing to show. To show. Yes. Yeah. They should anyway wait till after Kaddish, because otherwise people are going to say Shkoich in the middle of Kaddish, and that's not right. And also, as Rabbi Goldstein quite rightly pointed out, his Kabbat Salosone would seem to be a cut off point. After that, presumably, they'd be all right to say it, but, okay. I'm sorry. It's not right. No. Chazos Hashatz is very serious business, and we have to listen to every word carefully. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Good. Okay, so Chasam Sofer says that Yevorechecho means Ba'oshev Amomen Hamashuma Mikol Pega. So Yevorechecho, Hashem will give us a brocha of Gashmias, and it will be protected. He says, Yanrov Hashirim Unim Mishchenehem. He says, not Zochit to understand this properly, but he says, most Ashirim have trouble from their jealous neighbors. He says, therefore, the part of the bracha is Vichuneko. You should have Chain as well, that they will be happy for your Hatzlocha in Gashmias. Yismachu ba'oshrocha ochvedecho. And he says, nevertheless, even if that all works out, nevertheless, still, many cases, people still not happy with what they've got. They go to sleep thinking they haven't really got enough and they can't be relaxed. Therefore it says, V'yosem l'cho shalom. A person should feel b'shalom, at peace, whatever Hashem has given me, whether it's a little or a lot, whatever, he should feel b'shalom with what Hashem has given. So the Chasam Sofer explains briefly how the Birkas Kahanim gives us all the brochas of Olam Hazeh. He's then got a piece, I put three dots there because there's quite an arichus in between, where he goes on to explain, but if a person thinks that's it, and they think that they just go through life, and they go through life like that, and they bring up the children, and the children do that, and then they die and pass it on to the children, children do and pass it on to them, he says, what's the point of it all? Lamaisa, we say in the Tefillah Shachris a bit later on, Laman lo nigalorik v'lo nelela beholo, which is specifically this point. We should understand there's a tachlis in life. And at the end of his piece on that, he says, therefore, Omer l'kohanim, Moreh ha-Torah, Kos v'orcho, you should give this brocha m'shuleshes with the brocha of Chai ha-Olam, but the brochas have to be v'somu eshmiya b'nei Yisrael. We have to understand what it's all about. L'lam dom das, to teach Klal Yisrael das, v'derech tevunos yodiyem. And then Hashem says, v'ani avorachim. In other words, v'somu eshmiya b'nei Yisrael means all the brochas of Gashmias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wanting to give us through Birkas Kahanim, we have to understand what's the whole point v'somu eshmiya b'nei Yisrael, to make a Kiddush Hashem. And if that is the case, then v'ani avorachim, Hashem says, I mask him to the brocha. That's the Chasam Sofer on this. And final point is a very beautiful piece from the Tamei HaMinhogim, quoting the Kolboy. And he says that the three Pesukim of Birkas Kahanim, first Pesuk has three words, second has five, third has seven. The three are Keneged Shlosha Ovos. Shlosha Ovos, we learnt last time, that it's through them that Birkas Kahanim came to the Kahanim eventually. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Avram, then to Yitzchak and to Yaakov. So it's very suitable that the first Pasuk is corresponding to Shlosha Ovos. The second Pasuk has five words that corresponds to Chamisho Chum Shei Soiro, which is the Torah that was given through the Ovos to Klal Yisrael, through which we are Zeche to have the Birkas Kahanim. And the third Pasuk has seven words, says Keneged Shiva Harakiyim. How beautiful that is, it works out. The Kohanim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give brochas from the Veis Rekiim, and the third Pasuk is Keneged the Sheva Rekiim, which brings the Shleimus to the whole Inyan, or Birkas Kohanim, which we should all be Zeche to Bimheir of Yomeinu, Beveis HaMikdosh.
Thank you.